New Perspectives, in partnership with Live and Local, present Alford Stories, a podcast which takes a trip around this historic market town called Alford, collecting tales from the people and places on the edge of the Lincolnshire Wolds, just 7 miles from the east coast. Episode 7, Off to Market.
So we're at Alford Market on a Friday, and I've just spotted Alford Fish Sales. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Orion, aka Fresh Fish Daily.
Fresh Fish Daily.
Yes, Orion Daily is my name, so I play on words. Method to my madness, I call it.
It is looking fresh as well. Okay. I've never seen fish like this before.
Well, you know, it's a bit of waking up at 4, getting out to the docks, make sure I'm there 4:30 sometimes to make sure I get it fresh off the bone when the filleters work. So that's the sort of thing I do, and then I get here, sell it. I do 4 other markets as well. We are at Boston sometimes, Hold Beach, Bourne Market. So it's a bit of, you know, here and there getting fresh produce. No frozen, straight off the bone, from the docks to your pan.
And what sort of time is that? Is it like the same day?
The same day.
Wow.
Same day.
What's your favourite fish?
Wow, that's hard to say, but I quite like smoked haddock, a bit of halibut, and fresh tuna. So those fish, that's what my favourite really. But I do like all seafood, and I have a variety. I don't even want to start on the variety, but I'm going to give you a brief synopsis of what I do. I have fresh haddock, salmon, cod, hake, halibut, smoked haddock, live mussels, mackerel, skate, dressed crab, whole crab, you know, and I also do live crab, live lobster on order. I do scallops, you name it, I have it. And if I don't have it, I'll get it for you.
Wow, how many years have you been doing this?
Well, it's been 3 years, but this business has been around in Alford for over, I would say, 50 years. It was my father-in-law's dad, then him, and now it's me. So it's quite a long time that we have been affiliated with Alford.
And what did you do before that?
Well, I was a tour guide for many years. I still have a small tour company back in Jamaica. So that's what I do.
And what does that entail?
That entails taking people to different attractions, airport transfers, a bit of nightlife, taking them to nightclubs, seeing the city of Kingston, Montego Bay, and so on. And they can also design the tours that they want to do. So if someone comes to me and say, okay, we want a particular experience, then we'll tailor it and design it for what they want.
But what's the difference between the fish in Alford that you bring fresh from the docks to the fish that you find in Jamaica?
Wow, it's here I find it's a lot of variety here, but in Jamaica we do have similar fishes, but here it's like a minefield when it comes on to the different variety of fish that I've seen, you know. And Jamaican fish, it's a different taste. The Caribbean, I don't know if it's because of the water and the temperature and all that, but it's nice. Both places are nice, but Jamaica is different, you know, than the taste that I get here. So fish all around anyways.
And how do you have your fish? How do you cook it?
I do escovitch, bake, on the grill, curry, all sorts. So, you know, it's just different variety. Variety is the spice of life, they say.
What do you think of the people of Alford? Do you get friendly faces?
Oh, God, lovely, lovely people. It's a nice, quiet community. And, you know, a sense of camaraderie and togetherness. And very supportive to what I do here. So I would say they're wonderful.
We're at the market. We're on the fruit and veg stall.
Yeah, Charlie.
With eggs as well.
Yeah, fruit and veg, all fresh stuff.
And you're?
Charlie. The cabbage boy. No, I'll have a laugh and a joke with everybody. You know, yeah, there's a lot of nice people here. Oldish, middle-aged. But they're all nice people. They keep coming back and nobody's been poisoned yet. So it must be good stuff.
It does look fresh.
Yeah, it's all fresh stuff. In fact, if I was this fresh, I'd have young ladies chasing after me.
So why cabbage, Charlie?
No, it's just... I'm not stupid about it. It's just... It suits. I have a laugh and a joke with people. I do say things what's a bit near the bone. But, you know, cabbage lad, I'll answer to her. Some people like a joke, don't they? And others look at you gone out like there's something wrong with you. But there might be things wrong with you, but not that much. Don't affect me.
So do you travel round and do all the markets?
Yeah, I come here twice a week. There was another lady on a Thursday, Lisa. I've spoke to her a couple of times and she's retired. And so the market lady who runs it asked me if I wanted to come, because I come Tuesday anyway. Said, would you like to come? So I come Tuesday and Friday. And we have a lot of people buy off on both days. And I've probably got customers from the Friday lady as well, you know. But yeah, all in all, we're all right. You get the odd slack day. You know, it's a bit slow at the moment, but you're going to get that, aren't you? Then you get a couple of holiday makers what come round. Looking in the antique shops, don't they? I think they've been watching too much David Dickinson. Looking in the antique shop, something for a pound and getting about a couple of thousand for it. That's all right if we know what you're looking for, isn't it? You know, I always say to people, the only thing on air's out of date is me. Apart from that, we're not too bad. Yeah. Now and again, you get the odd complaint, but. If I do, and I've always told them to tell me, you know, you might get some bad apple or a mark on it, so I always replace it, then apologise and give them a bit extra. But if anybody's listening, don't come back saying you got a bad apple to get a free one.
Well, it's better than the big supermarkets, isn't
it? Oh, yeah. All the collards in the cabbage are straight from the farm at Swineshead. They are. So the only lorries they've been on is the farm trailer and my van. They've not been in fridges or out like that, and I go there three times a week. In fact, I'm off there this afternoon when I leave here, you know, so I've got fresh stuff for Saturday, and then I'm back in Nottingham Sunday. If I got out over Saturday from chapel, then I'll do one in Nottingham Sunday morning, you know, take my daughter with me.
A packed plastic bag inside.
Yeah, good for
you.
You
know, when you go to the supermarket, everything is packed in plastic bags.
Yeah, we try and... You can't really avoid them, can you? You know, I can't really give somebody a couple of pound of taters in the hand. Or the handbag.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a plastic bag.
No.
No, I know what you mean. When you go there, everything's in plastic bags, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what time are you up in the morning to do all this?
Oh, God. To be honest with you, if I told you the hours I've worked, you wouldn't believe me. But I've done car boots and markets, and do you want me to go through what I do in a week? Monday morning, I'm in Nottingham, and I leave there between 10 and 12. I go to Boston, pick fresh fruit and veg up, then I go to New York for the eggs from a proper egg farm in New York, so they're all fresh. And then Monday tea time, I'm in my caravan, just outside Alford, and then Tuesday morning I'm here at about 6:30 at Alford till about 3:00, and then 3:00 in the afternoon I go back to my caravan And then I used to be up at 4 Wednesday morning and go to Trusthorpe car boot to get rid of what's left. And then from there I go to Boston Wednesday afternoon, and it's 9 o'clock at night before I get back. That's from 4 in the morning. And then Thursday I'm at Mablethorpe at 5 in the morning, and then till about 4. And then Friday morning I used to be up at 3:30 in the morning, and it's 8 and 9 o'clock at night before I get back, because I'm at Boston again collecting fruit and veg for Saturday. But we've been here on a Friday. I've knocked Trusthorpe in the head, the car boot. I don't do it anymore. So Wednesday morning, I get up about 8, go to Boston, pick fresh stuff up. So I've got it for Thursday at Mablethorpe, and I get enough Thursday to manage Thursday Mablethorpe and here Friday. And then Friday afternoon, I'll leave here about 1:30 today, and then I go to Boston, and I'll get back about 6 or 7 tonight. And then I'll be at Chapel St. Leonard's Village Hall Saturday morning, about 4 o'clock in the morning, setting up. Then I'll be there till 3 in the afternoon. Then I shoot back to Nottingham, Saturday tea time. And then Sunday morning, if I've got out left, I'll do a small car boot Sunday morning in Nottingham with my daughter. Then I'll have an early afternoon, Sunday afternoon, then I'll be up again and back down here for dinner-ish Monday morning. That's my week.
Wow.
It used to be busy, but I've been on here for about 3 weeks now, and that's helped me a lot, because I don't need to do 2 car boots where I'm up at 3 and 4 in the morning. With these markets, I'm here between 6 and 7, so that's ideal. And it's made my day a lot easier be coming on these markets.
How many years have you been doing it?
3. I'm an old man. I've drove lorries all my life, and I've always done car boots. I've sold toys, clothes, everything, carrier bags, all sorts. And then an old man I know become a good friend of mine. He retired, and he showed me where to get all the stuff from, and I've been doing it for 3 years now. And it's all right, you know, you meet a lot of people, don't you? You always have a laugh with them and everything. Yeah, we're all right. I'm happy being here. You don't make a lot of money on the stuff because it's all cheap, but you're selling a volume of it, so at the end of the day, you're making money that way. Everybody goes home with a bargain and come and have a laugh, and that's what it's all about, isn't it?
And you're nourishing the people of Alford with your fruit and veg.
Yeah, I sell them fruit and veg,
so
they don't get too fat.
So just on the market is Angeline's Patisserie. And are we speaking with Angeline?
You are.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
That's fine.
I had a sausage roll earlier. It was the most gorgeous sausage roll in the world.
We are, quite famous for our sausage rolls.
What else are you famous for?
Breakfasts. Quite a lot of things we are.
What do you have on your breakfast?
Bacon, sausage, egg, beans, mushrooms, tomatoes. Then there's, if you want them extra, there's black pudding or hash browns. Yes, toast, tea or coffee.
Nice. What sort of foods do you get here in Alford that you would say are quite traditional to Lincolnshire or the town itself?
Well, we get the Lincolnshire plum bread, which comes from a local bakery. We have Boston sausages. We have their pork pies, the small ones and the pound size ones. We sell them. They're getting quite popular now. People know we have them. I can't think of anything else. I just said sausage rolls.
The best sausage rolls.
Oh yes, we've started getting our mince pies in for Christmas, but we sell them all year round, so they're quite good. They are.
And you get regular customers. You tend to know everybody's name, don't you?
Lived in Alford all my life. Maybe that's why. And we've been open nearly 25 years.
Wow.
We have in Alford. Originally, in the 80s, I used to have a cafe called Angeline's Pantry. So, yes, I think we're quite well known in the town.
And where's Angeline's Pantry?
It was on High Street next to the Chinese. I had that for 7 years.
And now you're on the market.
Well, yes, just off the market, yes. Yes, and obviously doing something right after being here all this time.
Well, there's always a queue.
Well, yes, we have. We've had a really busy year this year, and obviously I've got good staff that work for me. I mean, I've got my daughter and my granddaughter, her daughter, and Molly there, who is an adopted granddaughter. but yes, I have some good staff.
We do jacket potatoes. It varies. Do you know what I mean? One week you can be rushed off with jacket potatoes. Your bacon, sausage and all that, that's very popular. It is.
Keeps us. Winter's the warm food?
No, summertime as well, definitely. Yeah, really is, definitely. Yeah.
I rang my solicitor up, who is my landlord, and just said, is there any chance I can take the shop on? And he said, yes, and when do you want the... picked the key up, and I picked it up on the 2nd of January 2000, and we opened on the 24th of January, and that is history. That's it, we're still here now.
You've not looked back since?
No, we haven't, no.
Still yeah. Selling the
plumber. Yes, still,
yeah.
Yeah, 25th on yeah,
Tuesday. 25th, yeah. You do your own catering.
Oh. The local paper, the Standard, did do a 10-year spread, and they went round all the businesses and they did a thing. I think I've got it on a framed somewhere. Yeah. So, but I don't know if we have a Standard paper now, do we?
No,
not a local paper like we used to have. No.
It's hard craft, isn't it? You work hard.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely, yeah. I mean, some people you probably think, oh, yeah, they only work in a sandwich shop, you know, you do this and that and that. But I'd love somebody, I would love somebody to just come in and see how hard we do work from being here at 7 a.m. and that until I know we shut early in the afternoons, but it does go quiet. You've done 2 hours before other shops have opened, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, it is. I'm ready to sit down now and have a cup of coffee.
And on that note, we shall let you do that.
Thank you so much.
Off to Market featured the market traders and customers of Oldford in conversation with Jane Williams, with sound design by Adam P. McCready. Oldford Stories is produced by New Perspectives Theatre Company in partnership with Live and Local, supported using public funding from Arts Council England. Mm-hmm.